The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Channel Radio, Kent Business Radio and bizradio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, October the 17th, you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host for today is Mr. Marvellous Martin White.
Hi, Paul.
I was trying to think of another M word there for...
Mischievous.
Well, I was thinking of mouthing off, but I couldn't put that into... I'm going to warn the listener. Martin's on a massive rant day today. He's been watching television again, I'm afraid. And he came across something that has wound him up a little bit, and he's going to have a big rant later on.
And that was just EastEnders.
Exactly, yeah. And just so that we don't waste any time, I'm just going to tell you now he's wrong. That's all I need to do. And then he's going to tell you why he's right.
This show is not about us, Paul. As you know,
you're true. That is true.
This show is about the listener.
It is. You're exactly right, Mr. White.
And we've actually got one today.
Have we?
Yes.
Blimey.
We've got the Milan Focus. We've got the lovely Denise has tuned in.
Have we? Mm. Hello, Denise.
It says, listening in right now, good luck on Business Bunker.
So, fantastic.
Thanks, Denise.
Yeah, no, that's very kind.
That's Denise from the Milan Focus.
Fantastic. Thank you, Denise.
Denise is also very involved with another one of our regular listeners. Mm. Who's hashtag be bunkered us this morning, Joe Allsop.
Joe from the Show Home Network.
And she's launching that tonight, isn't she?
It's a bit warmer today, Joe. I wore my jumper dress today. Following listening to your, you complained about the cold.
Yes. Last week it was a bit chilly in
It was so cold in here this morning, I've actually turned the air conditioning off for the moment.
I was thinking how warm it was.
But you're right, the Show Home Network and Joe Allsop has got their big launch thing tonight in Rochester High Street tonight. They got Will Devlin, the chef, coming along and cooking some goodies, have they not?
Well, thank God they haven't got you cooking raw tuna again. So
my tuna went down a storm, mate. Don't you pick on my seared Asian tuna with sesame seeds.
Everybody was very complimentary after they'd managed to get off the toilet the next day. Yeah. Anyway,
jealous because I didn't give him any.
We wish you all the best with that tonight, Joe. That is a brilliant idea, by the way, bringing complementary businesses together in that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not just about networking, as Denise is going to explain tonight. It's a much bigger program of collaboration.
Are you going along?
I'm not going because it's not really my kind of bag.
What, eating?
No, that <It's> not... Thank you, Paul.
That's all right.
Thank you. I can do that. But no, it's really for businesses that are working in...
Interiors and things, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah.
And that's not really me.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So good luck with that, guys. Hope it all goes well.
Cool. I'm going to see Blade Runner tonight.
I saw it on Friday.
Oh, was it good?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Is it? The original Blade Runner is my favourite film.
What happens at the end is, you know...
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. He's getting his own back now, Gemma. I want legal protection from him and I want it now.
But it's funny because we were talking about it at the weekend and somebody said it had bombed in America, apparently.
Really?
Because they just didn't get it.
Oh, okay.
And you think, well, you know... That says a lot.
Tells you everything you need to know. Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic, and usually it takes me a couple of viewings, like Prometheus, for example. I wasn't a big fan of that the first time I saw it.
Right.
But when I'd seen it sort of two or three times, I kind of, do you know what? That's a really good story.
Mm.
But Blade Runner just does it immediately for me. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Really clever film. And the effects these days, I mean, we'll talk about technology a bit later.
Yeah,
but the effects are just incredible, aren't they? So you'll love it.
I'm really looking forward to it. The original Blade Runner was my all-time favourite film.
Yeah. And that soundtrack, Vangelis, was unbelievable, wasn't it? And you think, how are they going to match that? And they don't even try in this one, but what they do is they create some very disturbing sounds, which if you're in a decent cinema, kind of go right through you. They really reverberate.
My only thing with the whole thing is that I actually preferred the original, the book. It's not called Blade Runner.
What's it called?
It's called Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Which was the name of the book.
Yeah.
But I changed it to Blade Runner, but I think Androids Dreaming of Electric Sheep is a better name, really.
Is that something you dream about when you go to bed?
Don't talk to me about that. I had a terrible night last night. I had a nightmare last night. I hadn't had a nightmare like that for ages, and it woke me up so badly that I couldn't get back to sleep. Yeah, it was really weird.
anyway, you'll enjoy it. The only gripe I had was that at the cinema I went to, and I won't name and shame, I just won't go there again. The lounge seats that they had, they changed all the lounge seats, and they put these kind of tilt seats in, and which is fine, but they were made of a material that didn't actually let your skin breathe, so you ended up with a kind of itchy kind of hot back.
Yeah.
And secondly, you'd have to have legs that were about 9 feet long to be able to still touch the floor. And of course, they hadn't installed a footrest on the seat in front, so you're kind of... Your feet are left, when you're in the recline position, they're left sort of dangling a bit in the air.
He's
Can
not...
I just say that's my normal... That's not normally happening.
So it just wasn't comfortable, and you're paying a premium for uncomfortable seats.
He's not happy at the moment, is he, Sam Martin? He's not happy with anything at all at the moment, is he?
Well, you know, just an observation.
That's a shame.
We've got another listener.
Have we? Who's this one?
Mark Goldfinch, who has tweeted a picture of what is, I assume...
A goldfinch.
And he's offering listeners an exclusive 50% discount on all books.
Yeah, he's just republished a lot of his books. He's got quite a few books available on his website. Do you want to read his website out?
Yes, it's goldfinchdigital.co.uk/books.
Yeah, goldfinchdigital.com/books. Mark has just republished. He's written quite a few books. I think it's seven. I might have got that wrong. And he's republished a few of them, and they're all available on his website. And if you're a listener of the Business Funk Show and you'd like to purchase one of those books, if you go to his website, have a look at them all. If you want to purchase any of them, you get a 50% discount as a Business Funk listener if you use the following code, BB348. BB348. That's Business Bunker 348. Today's show is show number 348. So BB348, Mark Goldfinch, digital.co.uk/books. Cool.
We've had a tweet from, I'm getting all muddled here with all my my Twitter account, but we've had a tweet from Joe at Harlequin, isn't it?
Yeah, Joanne Frey.
Yes.
Yeah, Harlequin CDIS. Yes, yep.
He's coming here to Kent Space on the 25th of October,
I believe. She is, yeah, with... And I can't remember the lady's other name. Yeah.
Anyway.
From One Stop Insurance and Joanna.
That's it.
Joanne Fraze from
Harlequin.
Harlequin CDIS.
Yeah.
They're talking about GDPR.
Exactly. So that's going to be really interesting because I'm in the middle of kind of going through that whole process at the moment in my business. There's an awful lot of people out there charging an awful lot of money to attend seminars and kind of workshops on this, and I think people in the first instance really should educate themselves by attending an event like that in terms of how it might impact their business before
it's a free event as well.
Exactly.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Before they then commission somebody to kind of work through the, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's. It's actually more straightforward than you might otherwise think. There are seven key strands basically to it, and you just need to understand how you're going to apply that in your business.
Bizarrely, I agree with you. That's a first for today.
He's just setting me up for a fall, Gemma.
I agree with you. My business, with Jobs in Kent, we have a lot of compliance that we have to go through with GDPR, so it's somewhat more complicated for us. But on the whole, what you need to do is first of all understand it, and then see how it impacts your business. And then if you have the kind of business that is impacted by it in a large way, then you need some help. Exactly. That's the way to do it.
Exactly.
I agree.
So 25th of October, we came to the last one, didn't we?
We did indeed.
So that's Sue and Vicky.
Yep.
Vicky's not very well today, by the way.
Nor's Deborah.
Went past her office. Mm. Deborah.
The receptionist downstairs.
She's off as well.
They've all got the lurgy. Yeah.
Anyway, they'll be well on the 25th. And there were nibbles last time, weren't
there? There's nibbles and there's networking.
Nibbles, networking and GDPR.
Yeah, it's all free.
All in one night.
Yeah.
And you can't miss it. Just look for the blimp outside Ashford.
Yeah, Wootton Road, Ashford. Kent Space. Do come along. I'm hoping to come along, but I'm also due to be appearing on the telly that night. So I'm not sure if I can.
What, do tell. Come on, spill the beans.
Nah.
Was it Southeast Today or something?
Something like that.
Are you the new Polly Evans?
Don't even get me started on that.
Yeah, a lot more entertaining than the guys they've got on there at the moment.
Don't even get me started on that.
It's all very PC, isn't it? Oh, yeah. We've also had Peter Allen on. from Beresford's.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of doors down.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not in his office.
No.
Where is
so he? I'm sure he's at a high-powered meeting somewhere talking numbers. But he says, good morning. Can Beresford's have a shout-out on Business Bunk? Of course you can, Pete.
There you go. Shout it out. I just want to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor, who were the Networkers Networking event. And their next event is taking place at the Kenwood House in Yalding. That's on the outskirts of Maidstone. And it's happening on Thursday, the 2nd of November. It's 9:30 to 10:30. There are four great speakers.
Hold on. 9:30 to 10:30.
Sorry, 9:30 to 3:30.
Good job I'm here, isn't it?
It is. And the reason that Gemma was so quick to hit that is she's the second speaker on, so I just cut her off.
Thanks.
Yeah. So there's four great speakers, Chris Pollard, Spencer Wood, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, and Mark Goldfinch. It's £15 to attend with refreshment but without lunch. It's £25 to attend with refreshment and lunch. You can pop in, so you don't have to come for the whole day. It's the Networkers Networking Club. There's loads of networking groups there as well as people. There'll be a lot of people there, so do come along. If you want to find out more or if you want to book your place, butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE. And this event is sponsored by Carlene Lettings, Fruit Bowl Media and the FSB.
All lovely people.
All lovely people. And you can come and hear the lovely Gemma, who's going to talk to us on the show later on.
While we're on the subject of networking, you and I were at a very good networking launch last week. It was last week, or was it the week before? Time's flying.
Which
so
one?
Fast. Down on the Marsh.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, it was the week before. Yeah.
Terry Botfield's,
yeah.
New Marsh networking meeting.
Yeah.
So that was a real success. Well done, Terry. The next one is on the 8th of November at 10 a.m.
I've got a full list here that I'm waving at you.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. But anyway, so it's the 8th of November. It's 10 a.m. Give us the registration details then, Paul, as you've got the
Well, basically, the next one actually is the 18th of October, which is tomorrow,
one, isn't it? Yeah.
Which is an evening one. And it's at the Ship in Dymchurch.
Yep.
And then, quite rightly, as Martin said, the next daytime one is on the 8th of November at 10 a.m. at the New Romney Sinkport Arms. And then after that is 22nd of November at 5 p.m. back at the Dymchurch Ship. All
there's
of those.
There's a Facebook page, isn't there, where there you is, can find out all
there's
the information.
The Marsh Networking Facebook page. Mm-hmm. But if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click on the blog tab, it says Marsh Networking, it's and they're all listed there, and you can book your place on all of them there, or you can go to the Marsh Networking Facebook page.
And it's free.
And they're free.
Yeah.
It was a brilliant turnout for the first one.
It was really good. Mm. It was really good. Yeah. So, I mean, you may even be tuning in from East Sussex. There were businesses from East Sussex there, which I thought was brilliant. They'd driven up, hadn't they, from Hastings and places like that.
I go to loads of networking meetings and I really don't pay a lot of attention to them anymore. I just rock up because I go to the opening of an envelope meeting. But that one, do you know, I made two sales at that meeting.
Did you?
I never make sales at networking meetings. I forget. I always forget to sell anything.
What did you sell?
I sold two sponsorship packages.
What, for the radio?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And I also made contact with a guy that's the manager at the Ashford Outlet Centre, and I'm going to have lunch with him.
That's because I introduced you to him.
I know you did. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm building you up, Martin. I'm building you up. Come on.
You weren't even going to mention my involvement in that. He's a nice guy. David, isn't it?
David,
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he's a really good guy. Yeah. So, they're expanding, aren't they?
700,000 square feet extra. Mm. Yeah.
So, that's going to be enormous.
Basically, it's the MacArthur Glen Outlet Centre here in Ashford. Yeah. And they're building on the end of it, which will basically take it into the town.
Wow.
So, it's going to join up with the rest of the town, which is what the town really needs, because most people go shopping at the outlet centre, not in the town. So by joining it up with the town, it kind of ties it all together.
Is he coming on the show soon?
I hope so. I'm trying to get him on the show, but I'm due to have lunch with him to talk about that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Mm. I've had a tweet from Caroline and Liz as well, the Organic Sisters.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Riverford_Kent is their Twitter handle. Our famous purple organic carrots are back. In their veg boxes. If you want to get purple carrots or indeed any other organic vegetables delivered fresh to your kitchen table, you need Riverford_Kent. Do give them a follow on the Twitter. Do all do your purple carrots. You do know that purple carrots are the proper colour of carrots.
I didn't realise that until a few years ago. They're the original carrots, aren't they?
Yeah. Carrots are not orange. Yeah. They were made orange by the Dutch as a special thing.
They've got a thing about orange, the Dutch.
Yeah, well, it's the Dutch national colour, and they bred some orange carrots as a celebration of Dutchness, and people liked them so much that eventually purple carrots faded out and everything became orange. But wild carrots are purple. If you think about it, most root vegetables are purple. You know, like turnips and things like that are all purple. Yeah. Exactly. There you go. I've been asked for a Business Bunker shout-out by a lovely lady, Jackie. If you would please give a shout-out for BWIA 17 conference in London on the 22nd of November. You can find out all about the conference plus our networking meetings in Kent by going to our website. And this is the lovely Jackie, and she runs a networking group called 1230. So it's a lunchtime networking group. And the website is 1230. That's the number 1230, 1230.co.uk/meetings. She said, sorry to email this in, but I'm listening to the show on a train. And I couldn't remember your Twitter handle. So that's 1230.co.uk/meetings. Martin.
Yeah, we've got a lovely note here from a lady called Jill Roberts, mm-hmm. who is chief executive, but I'm not quite sure what of, but she is running a community allotment project.
Right. Oh, is that the Mind West Kent, is it?
I think it must be Mind.
Yeah.
And it opens in Tunbridge this Friday. This is a great community space for people to come together and grow together, increase well-being and make new friends. I have to say, I am a keen gardener myself.
Are you?
I may not look like a green-fingered individual.
Oh, I think you do.
But I like
I think he looks
more.
Like a garden gnome myself.
Yeah. I like nothing more after a stressful week to kind of get out in my garden, clear my head and do a bit of pruning. So I'm all for it. I think it's a brilliant idea, and I personally feel a lot better after spending an hour or two in the garden.
You can come to my garden then.
Oh, thanks, Ben. Yeah, I'm not sure I want to get involved in other people's gardens, but there's a lot to be said for that. And obviously, as Paul said, this is with a view to mental health and well-being. So if you'd like to go along to that, the allotment project is going to be open every Monday and Friday morning between 10 and 2. And you need to contact West Kent Mind. They're the people that you need to get in touch with if you want more information. I could give you a phone number, but you won't write it down. Just remember West Kent Mind Community Allotment Project opening in Tunbridge this Friday.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. What we're going to do now is the Friday before last, Amanda from the Business Bunker Extra Show and myself had a pop-up radio studio at the Construction Southeast Expo at the Kent Event Centre up there at the County Showground in Detling. And we interviewed some people there. So we're going to play those interviews for you right now. What do you think? Yeah. Shall we hear from them? This is Paul Andrews reporting from the Business Bunker Show here at the Southeast Construction Expo at the Kent Event Centre. It's the 2017 event. It's filling up already, and there's loads of people arriving, and I've just bumped into this young man. Hello, sir. Who are you?
My name's David Hebditch.
Hello, David. Welcome to the Construction Expo. What's your business?
I own a company called Aerial Pro Media. We're drones and mast photography and video specialists in the Southeast.
Fantastic. So you've got drones and, did you say masts? Okay, explain. I know what a drone is. Explain to me the mast side.
Sometimes in town centres you can't fly drones due to restrictions. So we have a 80-foot mast which is on the back of our vehicle that we can work in town centres recording photography or video or doing surveys on properties or just for general marketing purposes for councils and building contractors.
Fantastic. I walked past your stand earlier and I saw some of the drones there. I mean, they're pretty awesome pieces of kit, aren't they?
They certainly are, and they cost a lot of money.
Do they? Yeah. And, you know, when people talk about drones, you tend to think about kids' toys, but that is definitely not a toy, is it?
No, we have to be regulated by the Civil Aviation Authority.
Yeah. And what kind of height do they fly to?
Legally, we're allowed to fly up to 400 feet.
Okay. So, it's interesting.
aerial photography back in the day used to consist of someone flying around in a little aeroplane, taking pictures of your house and then trying to vlog them to you. But it's kind of moved on a lot since then, yeah?
It certainly has. Also, with drones, we can fly a lot lower and we can hover over buildings to do close-up inspections. And we can also obviously go up to 400 feet to show larger areas.
Cool. So, I'm sure you do lots of different types of things, but what's the main type of work that you get called on to do?
Well, we specialise purely on the construction. It could be companies like Gallagher or BAM Construction, Tesco, Sainsbury's. It could be simple things like inspections, or it could be for a promotional video or a survey.
Fantastic. And it's really interesting stuff, David. Thank you for talking to us on the Business Bunker Show. If people want to find out more about you, what you do, how can they do that?
Just visit our website. It's Aerial Pro Media.
Hi, this is Amanda Flanders from the Business Bunker Extra Show, and I am here at the Construction Expo today at the Kent County Showground, and I have just bumped into Rob Robinson. Nice to see you, Rob. Tell us all about what you do.
Sorry for bumping into you like that. I should look where
it hurts.
What it is, I'm working for Kent County Council. We run in with the accountable body for a program called LOCASE. Everything has to be an acronym now if it's European funded. So it's low carbon across the southeast. And
I hate acronyms. Seriously.
Yeah, sorry. All right, we'll just say it's a program where we've got secured a certain amount of European funding, and it's two pots of £3 million. And we've got access to that money for our businesses in Kent and also in Essex and East Sussex. And essentially what it is any business that's working in and around the sort of green industries, whether that be solar panel installers, anything to do with renewables, even guys like tree surgeons working in the biomass industry, recycling, energy efficiency work such as electrical contractors. It's quite a broad remit that we can help any business in that sort of sector with anything to do with their business that's going to help them grow, develop products, expand. And also there's another pot of money, which is, if it wasn't good enough as it was.
Tell us how many pots of money.
I've got lots of pots of money under my stairs. So there's another pot of money which is to do with helping businesses that are looking at doing anything energy efficiency. So if it is replacing a load of old bay lights with some new LEDs, or adding a certain amount of insulation or upgrading equipment, anything that's going to save electricity, gas, diesel, whatever it may be, whatever your biggest outgoing is in your business, we can look to get 40% towards the costs, up to a maximum of £10,000. So that's why there's such a big chunk of money. We've got a lot of businesses we want to help, and it's got to cover the whole of the southeast. So we want as much as we can, given that we're in Kent and we're at Kent Showground, and I'm from Kent myself. Want to help as many as we can in Kent.
Sounds fantastic. Is there a particular criteria that people have to meet to be able to apply for the funding?
Yeah, the businesses need to be SMEs, so they need to be small, medium-sized enterprises. So we're looking at businesses that have got less than 250 staff, which is about 96% of the businesses in Kent. Anyone that isn't turning over sort of €40 million, which again is quite a huge amount. So the standard state aid issues, we can't help businesses that are already propped up essentially by public money, so we can't help schools, we can't help some sort of farming agriculture firms, but most firms we can.
That sounds fantastic. So if anybody's interested on how to get hold of your pots of money, how can they get hold of you, how can they contact you?
Just in case anyone knows where I live, I don't have pots of money myself with access to them. Yes, they can go onto LOCASE website, which is locase.co.uk. All the information's on there, how to register, how to sign up. We'll do all the hard work, so you just literally have to tell us what you need, what you're planning to do, and we can help identify where best to find some funding for you.
It's now mid-morning at the Construction Southeast Expo here at the Kent Event Centre. There's a huge amount of people here, loads of stands, and I've just bumped into this gentleman. Good morning, sir. Who are you?
My name's Tony Burke, and my company's named Chips and Dinks.
Hello, Tony. Pleased to meet you. Are you enjoying the event so far?
Fantastic event for me. I've been walking around this morning and met a lot of different companies that will be interested in my business in the future, so I think it's an excellent show.
Cool, excellent. So tell us about Chips and Dinks. What do you do?
I do hard surface repairs. So there's anything in the home or office that needs repairing, such as wood, granite worktops, flooring, tiling, etc. So if you think of anything in the home that's a hard surface, we repair. We also do cars. We do buff scuffs and repairs on cars as well.
Wow, okay. I mean, I was assuming when I saw the name of your company that you did, you know, chips on cars, but you do home stuff as well.
Do home stuff as well, which has, you know, become very, very popular now. For instance, I was in Cranbrook yesterday. There was a lady that had a sink there, an old butler sink, and it was built into a granite worktop, and it had been damaged, severely damaged, a big crack on it. And she was panicking because, you know, she wanted to rent the property. She couldn't because of the damage on the sink. She said, could I repair it? And I did it yesterday, and she's wrote a fantastic review for me.
So you managed to repair a crack in a...
In a sink. And it was at least a foot long.
Really?
Yeah. It was
a
massive crack on the sink.
How do you do that?
Well, special resins we use, right. And again, we re-coat the sink again in the... Yeah. Match the original colour so it all fits in nicely, so, you know, nobody can see it again, which is great.
That is absolutely fantastic. I mean, what a unique business. I've never come across anything like that.
There are competitors around. There may be two.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not as good, though.
Well, I consider myself to be a little bit different because my background's in the car business, so the repairs are to a higher level. So, you know, I won't leave a job until the customer's happy. They won't pay me until everybody's happy.
So presumably you started off conventionally repairing dinks and things in cars?
Well, me and my father used to be in the car business many years ago, so we're the MG owner's preferred repairers, so we used to do a lot of historic cars. Oh, I've got my own historic cars now, you know, so I still do that and enjoy it. I just enjoy the challenge of doing different things. You know, this week I've been working on cars. Yesterday I was working on a car whereby a lady had backed into a wall. She wrote me a fantastic review last night, which is going on our Facebook page hopefully today, which is wonderful. It's great to hear.
That's really good stuff. It's really a pleasure to meet you, Tony. If people want to find out more about Chips and Dinks, how can they do that?
Well, they can look on our Facebook page, which is Chips and Dinks, or they can go to our website, which is www.chipsanddinks.com.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no hassle, peace of mind, commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies, and facilities management. Operating a safe, green, and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Interested in collaborating with like-minded Kent businesses? Join our supplymybusiness.co.uk community today and start growing your Kent business network for just £20 a month. ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Channel Radio, Kent Business Radio and bizradio.co.uk with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host for today, marvellous Martin White.
Hello, welcome back everyone. I hope you're still with us.
Yeah, so the three interviews there from the Construction Expo 2 weeks ago. We've got some more that we're going to play you next week, but three different interesting kind of things to look at. So I hope you enjoyed those. We're going to carry on with some more tweets and more emails. We've got two live guests to talk to you in the studio in the second part of the show, and we're looking forward to that. Martin's giving himself up for a mega rant about something or other.
I've No, it's gone.
You've dissipated. Have you shot your bolt? Yeah. Have you dissipated?
It's over. The moment's passed.
He's passed. Yeah, he's now busily constructing evidence.
I vented.
He vented. Well, I'll tell you what, Martin, do you want to read an email or a tweet, mate? Go for it.
Audrey, who was on a couple of weeks
ago. Chapman,
Audrey
yeah.
Audrey Chapman.
Yeah.
Is running another Love Selling event.
Cool.
So she's written a book, Love Selling, and actually Audrey is one of those people that obviously clearly has got selling down to a fine art, because she's probably one of the most personable people I think I've ever met, Paul. I don't know about you.
Yeah, she's a lovely lady.
Yeah. Yeah. So if she can't teach us all how to sell, then frankly, I don't know who can.
Mm. So she is an incredibly experienced salesperson. Yeah. She's had some really big sales management jobs. Yeah. Yeah.
So the title of her upcoming workshop, which is on the 9th of November at the Mercure Hotel in Pembury. Where's that?
Tunbridge Wells.
Tunbridge Wells. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, she's based around there, isn't it?
It's actually the Mercure Tunbridge Wells, but it's in Pembury.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The title of the full-day workshop is How to Sell Without Selling Out.
Okay.
Which I think is, I can imagine what that's all about, actually.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's you don't have to rid yourself of all your ethics and values in order to kind of do your job well, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. And one of the lovely things I love about Audrey and what she teaches is most sales courses are about closing. And Audrey won't have anything to do with closing. For Audrey, sales is about opening. Yeah, it's about how do you get to know people first.
Great.
And that's the crucial thing.
She's flipping it on its head, which I think is brilliant. Mm. She's doing an early bird ticket price until the 20th of October, which is this Friday, just £47 on Eventbrite. There is a link, but I would go to her website because it's a lot easier. It's lovesellingacademy.com, and it's on the events tab. But I think that'll be really worth going to.
Absolutely.
Got a lot of time for Audrey. I think she's brilliant.
Yeah, nice one.
And she was at the Gorillas and Gowns.
She was.
Recently, wasn't she helping to raise money for charity?
Yep.
And laughing at my one-legged flamingo impression. Stroke.
They were funny.
Gorilla impression.
I was trying to get you to do gorilla impressions and he kept doing flamingo ones instead. Yeah.
But I won.
I know you won, Martin. Oh, I was there. I know you won, Martin.
Picked up a nice little scarf of Mrs. W.
Yeah, he did.
I was tempted by the Curious Brew, but somebody else bagged that.
Yeah. As it happens, mentioning Gorillas and Gowns, the four Gorilla Brothers that we were raising money for actually went home yesterday.
They've gone.
They arrived in the Congo yesterday, and very happy they are too, having a party, apparently. Having a whoop up. There's a joke in there.
What's so interesting about that project, I think, is, it's incredible what they're doing, but it's also very sad in a way, because they're actually buying their own, they've bought their own land, haven't they, in the Congo. That's what the foundation has done.
They have a reserve there, yeah.
In order to keep these animals safe when they re-release them, they've had to actually buy and create their own reserve. And I think so much of Africa now is private game reserves, isn't it?
Mm. One of the things that I really like about what the Aspinall Foundation have done with their rehabilitation work, and I had a long conversation with Paul Farthing, the CEO, about this. One of the things he was saying is that the problem for a lot of these animal species is they're hunted to extinction, and the local people have to live, and therefore they hunt these animals. So in order to stop the hunting, what they have to do is build the local economy. So Aspinalls have put a lot of effort into building the local economy, creating jobs, creating things for people to do, so they don't need to hunt the animals in the first place. They can go to Tesco's and buy food.
Well, tourism is a great example of that, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know, people can go out there and see the animals.
But the interesting thing that Aspinalls have done, which I really loved, is not only have they created jobs on the reserve and in the orphanage for the animals, not only have they created tourism jobs, but they've been creating all kinds of other jobs as well, not related to what they do, just to try to build the local economy.
Yeah.
And I think that is really, really useful.
Well, it's the key to it, isn't it? It's got to be sustainable, and that's the only way to do it. You've got to provide people with another form of income.
Mm, absolutely. And it's crucial, and they recognise that, and that's cool. No, it was a good evening as well, wasn't it?
It was a cracking evening. And I've adopted a couple of giraffes.
Have you?
Yeah. So that's all the paperwork's come through for that. So we're going to book in and...
He's a daddy giraffe
and,
now.
And go and feed them, so which sweet. I'm really excited about. So yeah.
Well, Amanda's started work on planning next year's event with Aspinalls. Yeah. It's going to be very different.
How much
was
raised in total? Just under £7,000?
Just under a smidge under £7,000 a year.
For a couple of hours, it's pretty good going.
It was, yeah. So, looking forward to next year.
No doubt Pete Knowles is going to be tapping you up for a pay rise this year. I noticed he was
yeah, he bought loads of stuff.
Buying the place up. But we should also mention our friends at Dragon Co-working.
Yeah, absolutely.
Roland was there, wasn't he?
He was indeed.
And in fact, they've just tweeted in for a shout out. So
yeah, they got their waffle event soon, haven't they?
Yeah, they're doing all sorts of stuff down there. So it's a lovely space, isn't it? Down at
it's great. Yeah, at the St George's Hotel in Chatham. No, good place. Both the hotel and the Dragon Co working. They've got a waffle event. I can't remember the date.
Thursday.
Yeah, this Thursday. Yep.
You can't beat a nice hot waffle.
Yeah.
Delicious. Anyway, good luck with that, Roland, and a thoroughly nice guy as well. I might.
Yeah, no, he's lovely. Yeah. A lovely man. Very lovely man.
Good.
I've had a tweet from Chris Hyde of Camellia Genics, who says, Vanilla Web, hey, can I have a Business Bunker shout out? And can I also say congratulations to Neil on his brilliant first show yesterday, the Health Radio Show? It was excellent. So, those of you that missed it, Mr. Neil De Silva launched his very first radio show yesterday, 11 o'clock. Here on Channel Radio, Health Matters, really interesting show. He'll be back next Monday at 11 with a guest talking about all things nutrition, health, happiness, fitness, and everything associated with that.
Can I give a shout out to Cranbrook Rugby Football Club?
You can.
So Cranbrook actually came over to North Foreland at the weekend and played us at golf.
Did they?
Just
what, the rugby club?
No, the golf club.
Oh, right.
I just wanted to add that they got a thoroughly good thrashing.
But, is that what you were
saying? But that aside, the rugby club, and I think this is a brilliant initiative, they're having a rugby aware session on, actually, we've missed it. It was Monday.
It was yesterday.
It was the 16th of October.
It was yesterday.
Why have you given me out of date information to read out?
That was from last week.
Well, no doubt they'll be having another one. Mm. The brilliant thing about this is, I guess there's an awful lot of very worried parents out there at the moment. Mm. You know, as with all things in the press these days, everything gets kind of blown out of proportion. Mm. I'm sure there are worried parents out there not sure whether or not they should allow their kids to play rugby because it's a contact sport at a young age, head injuries, all sorts of stuff. So what the guys at Cranbrook are trying to do basically is bring coaches together, players, parents, to kind of to talk about the issues surrounding head injuries in particular, and actually just kind of raise people's level of awareness and actually hope to dispel some of the myths that are kind of surrounding the game at the moment. So if you'd like to find out more about that, Cranbrook Rugby Football Club, I'm sure will be hosting another awareness session in the near future.
Hmm. Don't talk to me about rugby.
No.
It got me in all kinds of trouble, rugby injuries.
Yeah.
Wow. My youngest son was blinded in one eye playing rugby.
Oh, gosh.
Mm. Mm. And it took him over a year to recover.
Yeah.
And when he kind of recovered, he insisted on playing rugby again.
Yeah.
And his mother said to me, if you let him play rugby and he gets hurt, I'm going to make sure that you're killed. And I said, well, you know, it'll be fine.
Well, I'm sorry we got onto this subject. Yeah. We've read out an event that happened yesterday.
The very first game he played back, we played at Eastbourne on Beachy Head. He only played the last 5 minutes of the game. And at 7 o'clock that evening, my phone rang with his mother saying, you haven't rung to tell me the result. Where are you? Eastbourne General Hospital. Why? Yeah. He dislocated his elbow. Mm. Yes, so it can be. But
rugby
for young,
is a completely harmless, non-contact sport where nobody ever gets injured.
Yes, but for young rugby, they play tag rugby where there is no physical contact. So, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I've had a tweet from Design Point, and they say, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, would it be great to get a shout-out, please? Thanks in advance. That's from Steve. And their Design Point and their creative design company, and their Twitter handle is DES_point. DES_point. Do give them a follow. Martin.
I was going to read out Kent Foundation's networking event for the young entrepreneur.
That's last week.
But that was last Friday as well.
Exactly. Find something for this week. While you're doing that, I'll read something from this week. Local author from Deal, Alan Noak, recently discovered a humorous fantasy book in the attic, what he wrote nearly 30 years ago when he was in his early 20s. He thought it might be fun to write what had happened to the character 30 years later. And in this time of uncertainty in the world of clubs, I needed more than ever. The odds are logically against it happening. We just did something odd to the odds, which turned out to be very odd indeed. So basically, you could buy the original book called Club, C-L-E-R-B, or you could buy the new book set 30 years later called Club 2, and you can buy them both on Amazon.
Fantastic.
Have you stopped throwing paper at me now?
Yeah, I've got something that hasn't happened already.
Okay, good.
But I'm not sure people are going to like it.
Okay.
I was in my local Waitrose this morning buying a cup of coffee, and I glanced behind me, and there was a shelf full of Christmas crackers. So it's time to talk about Christmas. We've got to talk about Christmas. I'll tell you why.
Then. Yeah, go on.
Because Eastwell Manor and the lovely Alison Wallace they are running so many brilliant Christmas activities this year. If you are a business and you're thinking, well, actually, there's not enough of us to kind of warrant having our own party and hiring a venue, etc. They are doing Christmas party nights this Christmas. They've got one which I think is quite a formal affair, sort of black tie gala, and one which is slightly less formal, where you can really let your hair down, because that's what everybody likes to do at a Christmas party. So if you're interested in either of those, please contact Alison Wallace at Eastwell Manor. They're also going to be having an ice rink. So I don't know if you've ever been on a pair of ice skates, Paul.
I can skate. I used to play ice hockey.
I was going to say, you look like a bit of a ballerina. you've got the figure for it.
I played ice hockey for Streatham Redskins, mate.
Is there anything you haven't done?
Yeah, loads of things.
Go on, name something.
Well, there's millions of things.
Like?
I've never flown a fixed-wing plane. I've never landed on the moon.
Okay. So, okay. All right, fair enough. I rest my case. So there's going to be an ice rink, and it's from the 1st of December until the 2nd of January, which is going to be brilliant. I know my wife will be definitely up for that. You can buy family tickets. You can buy individual tickets. Again, you'll find all of that on the Eastwell Manor website under their Christmas events guide. So looking forward to spending some time up there this Christmas.
Fantastic. A major housing development in Ashford, which is the fastest growing town in the southeast of England, has won a prestigious national award. Finbury, a collection of cottages and family homes, which is being built by developer Cress Nicholson, was crowned winner in the Outstanding Landscape for Housing category at the Sunday Times British Home Awards recently. That's nice, isn't it? Mm. They are building a lot of houses in Ashford, though. Lots.
What kind of marked them out as outstanding?
It was for their landscaping of the gardens and the communal parts. That's right. All it says here.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Gardening theme again there.
Yeah.
Health and well-being, mental health.
Absolutely. Do you know that Ashford's now got a bigger population than Middlesbrough?
Well, have you ever been to Middlesbrough?
I have, unfortunately.
Say no more.
They don't call it Smoggies for nothing, you know. talking about Ashford, Central Ashford Community Forum Annual General Meeting takes place on Wednesday the 25th of October, 7:30 p.m. at the Centrepiece Church Hall in Bank Street. It's the Ashford Central Community Forum, can give your voice to your town. If you live or work in Central Ashford, Hythe Road, Quantock, Repton and Goddington, you can come along and join the forum. That's at the Community Forum at the Centrepiece Church Hall in Bank Street.
We've had a tweet from the Marlowe Theatre.
Hello.
Or I have.
Have you?
And I just wanted to thank them for a brilliant networking event that they hosted last week.
Oh, I saw some of that on Twitter. It looked really good. Yes. It was themed around Warhorse, was it not?
It was. Yeah. And so the last one they did was Mamma Mia. So that had a sort of Greek theme, and it was at lunchtime, which was fantastic. This one was Warhorse, and it was a breakfast.
Did you go to the Mamma Mia one?
I did. I've been, yeah, and that was good as well.
Did you go in costume?
No. Why?
I just wondered.
What, you mean shorts and a Hawaiian shirt? You mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I wondered if you went as Benny or Bjorn.
No, but the next one they're having is Greece. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so, you're the winner, the one.
Exactly. That will be worth getting your hair done for.
Yeah. So oh, he's trying to be funny now, isn't he?
That's going to be in November. But no, just a quick thank you to the Marlowe for hosting us last week. And what was amazing was to actually see the puppets. They call them puppets.
Yeah, they do. Animatrons.
But they're enormous.
Yeah.
And to see them up close and even just sitting there static, they look so lifelike. And they're actually made out of bamboo. So
I know, that's amazing.
They sort of have a steel spine, but the sides, the ribs and everything are all made out of bamboo. And it was quite incredible. So what a great way to go networking. Mm.
A friend of mine, Gregory, was in The Lion King in the West End when it first opened. He played Zazu, the parrot. And we went to one of the first performances, and he took us behind the scenes, and we saw all the animatron stuff that they had there. Unbelievable. Mm. Unbelievably clever stuff. Yeah, really good.
Very good.
Really good.
I mean, they had a tank, and they had, I mean, it's, and they even had birds, I think, and it's all just, it's all puppetry. So fantastic. I think it's moved on now, but Greece will be the next one, so we'll talk about that. Paul Turner was on recently, wasn't he?
He was indeed, yeah. Three weeks ago.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks, guys.
Mm. We've had a tweet from Imago, and they said, would you be able to let your listeners know about our charity quiz night, please? It says, keep calm, it's only a charity quiz. It's on Saturday the 25th of November. It's from 7 p.m, and the doors open at 7 p.m, but the quiz starts at 7:30, and it's at the Luxford Centre, Library Way, Uckfield, which, as everyone knows, is in East Sussex. Mm-hmm. It's only £7 a person. And they need teams of six. There's a savoury platter per table. Bring your own drinks and glasses and some money for the raffle. And there are prizes, six bottles of wine for the winning team. What's not to like? You can find out more by following them on the Twitter, Imago_community. That's I-M-A-G-O, I-M-A-G-O underscore community. Do give them a follow.
Can we give a quick shout out quickly for Evo Girls?
Yeah, go for it.
So Evo Girls has rebranded recently. Gemma, you'll know this.
It is now Evolving Women in Business.
Exactly.
Evolving Women in Business.
Yes. Now, I know.
What were they?
Girls.
They were girls. And now they're women. Blimey. Yeah. And then eventually they become old dears, or? How does that work? Oh, dear. They're evolving. What comes next?
I'm trying to be serious here.
Oh, go on then.
Kind of talk about a fantastic ladies networking group and masterminding as well. Because, Gemma, you're a regular.
Yeah,
aren't
I think
you?
it's a collaboration masterminding group, and they've recently kind of branched out. I know they've set up a London group as well. So there should be some more people.
Yeah. So if you are a lady in business.
Or man, we do accept a few honorary.
Well, yes, but I think it's primarily ladies.
You've been to meetings, I've been to meetings.
But I wasn't invited back.
Oh.
So
that doesn't surprise me, but it's rare that you're invited back anywhere, really, is it?
But I think it's really important. It's a really useful support network, I think, for ladies in business. So evolvingwomeninbusiness.co.uk is the website. And I think they have, is it four or five monthly meetings in Kent? So you'll find all of the details on there. I think you can go free for the first couple of meetings to see if it's your thing. And then you can become a fully fledged member, I think, from £20 a month after that. Yeah. So, yeah, so worth checking it out if you're somebody that's perhaps new in business or finding that you need a little bit of support and advice as your business evolves. Evolving Women in Business.
Sweet. Thank you.
Channel Radio News Update.
It's that time on the Business Bunker Show where we cover the Federation of Small Business News Update. I've got a number of things that are going on, a number of events. When I finish reading them out, if you want to find out more about any of them or book your place on any of these events, then go to the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website, click on the FSB tab and click on events, and you can find all the booking. Tomorrow, Wednesday, the 18th of October at 12 p.m, there's a Federation of Small Business Bank of England roundtable taking place at the Innovation Centre, Medway. Share your business experience directly with the Bank of England. Hear the bank's current thinking on the overall economy and network with other local business owners. It's free to attend. Lunch is provided and there's parking available. What's not to like?
And you're going to be there.
And I will be there. And I will also be at the next event, which is on Thursday, which I'm leading, which is a Skills 3030 event. And that's a networking event to inspire the next generation. We go into a school and we take at least 30 businesses with us to talk to A-level students about the world of work, to do speed networking. And businesses also get to hear from Kent County Council about supported employment, about apprenticeships, and about the Kent Guilds. And this one is taking place this Thursday, the 19th of October at 11 a.m, so it's not an early start, at the Hugh Christie Technology College in Tunbridge. Please come along. We'd like to see you there. We've got about 15 businesses booked at the moment, so we'd like at least another 10, please. So
that's a regular thing now, isn't it? Is that once a month? Or?
They're not pre-formatted. They're whenever a school asks them to be done. Yeah. But I'm talking to some schools in Deal and Dover at the moment about doing them there. So we're trying to broaden it out right across the county, and more people are doing it. They're free. They're free events. They're free for everyone. They're free for the schools, free for businesses, free for pupils.
I bet Darren and Joe from Channel FM would be up for that, wouldn't
yeah,
they?
I'm sure they would.
Yeah,
I'm sure they would.
I might even be up for that as well. My neck of the woods. Good.
There's a FSB Connect networking event, the festive one, on November the 15th at Tenterton, and that's at the Secret Pantry, which is 100 the High Street. And then there's an FSB Connect Women in Business brunch on Tuesday, November the 28th at Western Hanger Castle.
It was World Mental Health Day, I believe, last Monday, wasn't
last
it?
Last Monday, I think.
Yes, the 10th.
And the FSB have urged the government basically to reach out and work with small businesses and the self-employed to tackle the impact of mental health issues in the workplace, and it's something that we're going to talk about in the kind of second part of the show. But they've actually published a short guide on well-being in small business, which gives business owners some ideas for how to better manage the well-being of their staff and employees. It's an increasingly topical subject, I think, that isn't it? Everybody's very,
absolutely,
very aware, much more aware of that now. And we had Tim Maris on the show, didn't we?
About a month
ago.
Yeah.
And he's actually running a well-being workshop tomorrow at the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford, which is really going to tackle this issue head on in terms of how people can work together much more cohesively to avoid some of the stresses, perhaps, that would result in mental health and stress in the workplace.
Absolutely.
Issues. So
stress is a big issue.
Oh, it's massively. People don't realise, do they? I mean, when you're under stress, that's the thing. I mean, I used to grind my teeth terribly.
I do the same. I do the same, yeah.
And I used to have terrible neuralgia on the back of that as a young man, in my early 20s.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise at the time that it was about, you know, stress. What's stress? Yeah, I'm not
exactly
stressed. But we all kind of suffer from it in different ways. But it's being open to the idea and aware of being under stress, I think, that's the first step.
So you had a bit of bucksism, did you?
Bit of what, sorry?
Bucksism.
Bucksism. Yeah. Is that the technical term?
For teeth grinding, I do it all the time. It's terrible. It gives me chronic headaches.
Yeah.
The FSB have reported a drop in apprenticeship numbers. New figures were released from the Department for Education this week showing the number of people starting apprenticeships in England has fallen by 61% following the introduction of the apprenticeship levy. Well, who'd have thought it? And changes to funding for small businesses. No, you couldn't have worked that out, really, could you? Mike Cherry, head of the FSB, said although the programme of reform will take time to bed in, he emphasised there will need to be a real concerted effort to enable employers to take on apprentices. And that's part of the reason we do the 30-30 events, is to try and encourage more young people to do apprenticeships.
So the new levy that's come in, wasn't that designed to actually
do the opposite?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like most government initiatives, it didn't.
No.
Well, who'd have thought it?
Yeah. So that
here's an idea. Government, mind your own business. Just go away. Just don't do anything. That's the really best thing that government could do, is nothing.
Well, why don't we vote them out? Why don't we say
then you get an even worse lot that would do even more.
Well,
that's the problem.
We just run the country by referendum.
Now, that I agree with. That's the first thing you've said today, Martin, that I totally and utterly endorse. Martin for president, I want
easy,
now.
It's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
but basically, it's how Switzerland works.
Right. So, and then we just have civil servants that do the will of the people.
What's the most successful country on the planet in terms of happiness, wealth, and health?
Switzerland.
What country runs by referendum? Switzerland.
Right, there you go.
Enough said. Sorted.
Right, it's Small Business Saturday again. Can you believe it? I can't. Do you know what? The years and months, well, the months, the days, weeks, months, years just tick by, don't they? So it's come round again. And the battle bus, the Small Business Saturday battle bus, is out and about from Monday the 23rd. It's in Dundee.
Mm.
Have you ever been to Dundee?
No, I haven't.
I have.
Have you?
I love Dundee.
It's quite a nice city, I understand.
It's actually really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah.
So I stopped there on business once. But I'm not going to travel all the way up to Dundee to see the battle bus because no doubt it's going to be working.
It will be here eventually.
Around the UK. And it normally stops in Canterbury, I think.
It does, yeah. Yeah, it does.
And Ashford, possibly.
It does. It does.
So keep a lookout for the battle bus. There'll be interviews, Q&A sessions. Basically come along and get involved. And crucially, have a look at the Small Business Saturday website because you can download all sorts of brilliant
loads
material
of resources, yeah.
Exactly how to promote it in your business to get noticed because it's all about people shopping local.
Yeah, yeah. Independent,
Exactly.
Yeah.
So get behind it and it's all free and make the most of it.
Yep. Absolutely.
SmallBusinessSaturdayUK.com.
Fantastic. Here's another government initiative that's gone a bit wrong. There's been a low appetite for the new T-level placements. Only 6% of small businesses in England would be willing to offer work placements under the current plans for T-levels, according to new research from the FSB. The information released as the government launched their action plan for developing T-levels has raised concerns that the scheme will fail without the right support from employers. FSB is supportive of the new qualification and the government's focus on technical education, which has been neglected for far too long, but has warned that small businesses will be vital to make this a successful new route.
I've got an interesting one here for you. So you know how nobody uses cheques anymore?
Yep.
Because nobody uses cheques anymore. When was the last time you actually wrote a cheque?
I'll tell you what. Cash exceeded cheques in the UK economy in 2012.
Right, okay.
And in 2016... credit and debit cards exceeded cash for the first time.
Yeah. But having done away with checks, we finally got around to introducing a new check clearing system.
Yeah.
Which will mean that we no longer have to wait 6 weekdays for a check to clear. This will clear the next weekday.
Yeah.
So if only we were using checks, it would be of some benefit.
They made them digital, haven't they?
So there we are. So. Well done. Checking credit.
You know it never took that long to clear even the old magnetic ink ones. The Swedes have been able to do it in 4 hours since like 1998.
I don't know about you, but my bank stopped making me wait 6 days for a check to clear years ago. They just said, as soon as you pay it in, we'll credit it.
Yeah, exactly. So, a bit of a nonsense.
Yeah.
The FSB are saying that the budget announcements must stop the productivity rot. The introduction of export vouchers, simplification of R&D tax credits and expansion of the Small Business Research Initiative will provide a much-needed boost to the manufacturing industry, which has seen a fall in output per hour. Mike Cherry, the head of the FSB, said the Chancellor must intervene at the autumn budget to stop the productivity rot following the second quarterly fall in UK labour productivity in quarter 2017 that was announced this week. But no, he's going to introduce an old people's tax instead to go along with his staircase tax, his dementia tax, his bedroom tax and all the other taxes he's invented this year.
We have got a real productivity malaise in this country, haven't we? Yeah. I mean, Linda's not here today, Linda Garcia.
Oh, it drives her nuts.
She'll tell you. I believe even the French can actually create the same output as us using 1 day less of labour a week than we're able to. Mm-hmm. That's the French. So,
blimey, if they can do it, anyone can do it.
It makes you wonder what's been going on in this country for the last sort of 20 years, doesn't it, really?
Absolutely.
It really is scary.
Anyway, do you know what we're going to do now? we're going to join Abby in the newsroom. And then when we come back, we've got two guests in the studio that have been sitting here patiently waiting to talk to us. And we're really looking forward to talking to them. So let's join Abby over in the newsroom.
Channel Radio News Update.
Schools in Ireland and Northern Ireland are still closed after Storm Ophelia battered the British Isles. The clear-up operation is now underway, but thousands of homes remain without power. The Met Office has kept weather warnings in place for parts of Scotland and England. We could see winds of up to 70 miles per hour. While the OECD has said reversing Brexit would boost the UK economy, they've said a second referendum to stay in the EU would be significant. It comes amid warnings of a slumping